Okay, so today we're gonna dive into a wedding that I think a lot of people remember. And it was more than just like a celebrity wedding. It was really symbolic in a lot of ways. And
Absolutely.
I think we can learn a lot from it.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to get into it with you.
Yeah, me too.
So we are talking about Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra's wedding.
Yes.
And a lot of what we're talking about today comes from an article in Christian Culture News, which I found to be a really interesting take on the whole thing. And
Yeah.
so before we jump into like the actual wedding and like the ins and outs of it all,
Sure.
I kind of want to give everybody like a background on both of them.
Okay.
So I think most people know Nick Jonas
Yeah.
from the Jonas Brothers,
Of course, yeah.
but he was born in 1992 in Dallas, Texas,
Okay.
and became super famous with his brothers in the mid-2000s. And then he's also been in some stuff like Acting Like Kingdom and Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah, he's done a lot.
Yeah. So yeah, he's kind of a multi-talented guy. And
Yeah.
but the thing that I think is really interesting is that he was raised
Yeah.
like with a really strong Christian background.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they grew up in New Jersey, and went to a Christian school and were really involved in their church.
Yeah, and I think that really comes through a lot in their music too.
Yeah.
Like even early on, like you can see like the themes of faith and family and love
Yeah.
and you know, all of that coming out in their music.
Totally. And I think that's really important to remember as we're going through all this.
Yeah.
Now, Priyanka Chopra,
Yes.
she's a bit older than Nick. She was born in 1982
Okay.
in India. And I mean, what hasn't she done? She was Miss World in 2000.
Right.
She had a huge career in Bollywood.
Yeah, like a massive star.
Yeah, like huge films like Bajirao Mastani and Mary Kom.
Yeah, she's really incredible.
And then she moved over here and was in Quantico on American television.
Yes.
And is really, I think, a global icon
I mean, she really is, yeah.
and advocate for a lot of things. And her background is really interesting
Oh,
too.
absolutely.
So she was raised Hindu,
Yeah.
in a very diverse household in India, and both of her parents were doctors.
Yes.
So I think that that probably spilled a pretty strong work ethic
Yeah,
in her.
for sure.
But she, you know, has this really amazing connection to like Indian traditions and like the festivals and everything.
Right.
And like you said, she kind of blends the modern and the traditional.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like one or the other. It's
Yeah.
this really cool blend of both.
So these two people with these really different backgrounds met at the Met Gala in 2017.
Yes.
And it was like this, you know, merging of worlds.
Yeah, it really was.
And so they started dating and then they got married. And the wedding was this like multi-faith extravaganza.
Right.
And I think it was really interesting because it kind of showed how you can blend these two very different cultures and religions in a way that is respectful and beautiful.
Yeah, and I think that's what we really want to look at here.
Yeah, like how did they do that?
Right, like what were the choices they made and what can we learn from that?
Yeah, so that's really what we're diving into today.
Okay, great.
So the wedding itself was a huge deal, obviously.
Yeah.
And it was a deliberate blend of both Hindu and Christian traditions. And I think this is really important because it wasn't just about like checking boxes.
Right.
It was about like actually honoring both of their faiths and
Yeah.
backgrounds.
Yeah, and like fully embracing both.
Yeah. And the article in Christian Culture News really highlights this. Like it talks about how the wedding was this symbol of their commitment to each other,
Yeah.
but also their commitment to like inclusivity and diversity.
Which is so powerful.
Yeah. And I think that's something we can all learn from.
Absolutely.
So let's get into the specifics of the wedding.
Okay.
So Priyanka had all of these Hindu wedding rituals. And one of the things that I thought was really interesting was the Sangeet, which is this like pre-wedding celebration where both families come together and sing and dance.
Yes, it's so joyful.
Yeah. And it's not just about like having fun. It's about like creating these bonds between the families.
Exactly, and building those
Yeah.
relationships.
And then there's the mehendi ceremony, which is where they do the henna tattoos. And the article mentions that those symbolize beauty and good fortune.
Yeah, and there's also a belief that like the darker the henna, the stronger the bond will be between the bride and her in-laws.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the main event, the Viva Sanskar,
Right.
where they do the Saptapadi, which is like the seven steps around the fire.
Yes.
And with each step, they make a vow to each other. It's so symbolic.
Yeah, it really is like each step represents a different aspect of their commitment.
Yeah. And then on the Christian side of things, Nick's dad actually officiated the wedding.
Yeah, which is really special.
Yeah, he's a former minister.
Right.
So it was like this super personal family affair.
Yeah, and you can imagine how emotional that must have been
Oh, yeah.
for everyone involved.
Especially with like the exchange of vows,
Yeah.
which is like, you know, the heart of the Christian ceremony,
Absolutely.
and having his dad there to like bless them must have
Yeah.
been so powerful.
For sure.
And they also had readings and prayers, which brought in that element of faith.
Yeah, and it really created this beautiful moment of unity.
Yeah, like two families from completely different backgrounds
Right.
coming together to witness this union.
It's really amazing.
It is. And the article actually describes how they like wove the ceremonies together.
Oh, yeah. How did they do that?
So the Christian ceremony was first,
Okay.
and it was in Jodhpur, India.
Wow.
And Priyanka wore a white gown, and Nick was in a suit.
So beautiful.
Yeah, and it sounds like it was really emotional. And
Yeah.
then they had the Hindu ceremonies,
Okay.
which were full of color and tradition.
Yeah. It must have been visually stunning.
Yeah, and so it wasn't just like two separate weddings. It
Right.
was like they really blended them together.
Yeah. And I think that takes so much thought and care.
Yeah, like you really have to be intentional about it.
Absolutely.
And their families were really involved too.
Oh, yeah.
Like Priyanka's mom and Mick's parents were all there supporting them and honoring the tradition.
Yeah, and it wasn't just family.
Right. They had a ton of celebrity guests
Oh,
too.
yeah, like who?
Like Lupita Nyong'o and Kelly Rowland were there.
Wow, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah. And it just shows how diverse the group of people was who were celebrating with them.
Yeah, it really emphasizes that idea of unity.
Yeah, and it's interesting because the article talks about Nick and Priyanka as a symbol of unity and diversity.
Yes.
Like their marriage is this really cool example of how different cultures and faiths can coexist and even like thrive together.
And not just coexist, but like really celebrate each other.
Yeah, and I think it challenges this idea that like differences have to divide us.
Right.
Like they're showing that you can have these different backgrounds and beliefs
Yeah.
and still have this really strong, loving relationship.
And a successful marriage.
Yeah, and I think it's really inspiring.
It is.
And the article also points out that like they have so much respect for each other.
Yeah.
Like they're not asking each other to give up anything.
Right.
They're embracing each other's cultures and traditions.
Which is so important.
Yeah, and it's a good reminder for all of us
Yeah.
that we can learn from people who are different from us
Absolutely.
and that diversity is something to be celebrated, not feared.
I love that.
So I think the main takeaway from all of this
Yeah.
is that Nick and Priyanka's wedding was more than just a wedding.
Right.
It was this beautiful representation of how we can blend different cultures and religions and create something truly special.
Yeah, and it makes you think, like, how can we apply this to our own lives?
Yeah.
Like, how can we be more understanding and accepting of people who are different from us?
Yeah. And how can we celebrate the diversity that exists in our world?
Those are really good questions.
Yeah. And I think they're worth thinking about.
Absolutely.
So that's it for our deep dive into Nick and Priyanka's wedding.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
It was a really interesting conversation.
Yeah, it was. And hopefully it's given everyone some food for thought.
I hope so.
All right. And until next time,
See you.
bye.